T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Tigers, joining us now. Chris, it's been a while. How are you?
Good, guys. Good. Good to talk with you.
Same here. So last week, was it just last week, and you think you're going to see an improved LSU team going forward here?
Yeah, you know, that's the hope. I mean, I told a bunch of people last week, even after we arrived in Los Angeles, that, you know, going into the 2020 season, guys, it was like, okay, who's going to fill the role? Who are the people that are going to fill Joe Burrow's shoes and Clyde Edwards-Helaire's shoes and Marshall's shoes and, I mean, on and on and on. This year, there still were questions. They were just different. There were new guys. There were younger guys. You knew who were going to play those roles, but you kind of had to wait and see once live bullets started flying and you were right there between the lines, lights were on, really the first, you know, real road crowd, if you will, for a lot of these guys, you know, how they would react. And I think that goes for the two coordinators. I mean, this is the first time they've called games. So, you know, you certainly hope, the old saying, you make your most improvement week one to week two. You certainly hope that's the case. But there were some questions going into last week. And unfortunately, the answers we got and the answers that Coach Ed Ogeron got probably weren't the ones he wanted.
Now, Chris, obviously McNeese coming to town, you know, that's highly unusual. You look at Coach O, his son Cody, being the opposing quarterback, and then, you know, him, his background being a D-line coach, and obviously, you know, I'm sure he's told his defensive linemen throughout the years to hit the quarterback in the mouth. So I thought that's kind of intriguing when I look at that situation. But looking at the challenges for LSU's offensive line, and I think this is, no matter who you're playing, whether you're playing McNeese, Mississippi State, McNeese State, whoever, that until you could show that the quarterback knows the ball has to come out, that you're going to get a dog, which they bring in an extra rusher or out-and-out blitz, like cover zero. And I thought I was looking where one of the strengths for the McNeese team, they have to be excited, would be defensive lineman Isaiah Chambers and Mason Kinsey. And if I'm looking at it, you know, looking at Chambers' first-team All-SEC pick when they played spring ball, he's 6'5", 251. He's a Houston Cougar transfer and was a FCS All-American. He finished fourth in the Buck Buchanan Award voting. And you look at Kinsey, also All-Solid Conference last spring. So that's a formidable duo in their four-man front to get after that Tigers offensive line.
Well, I think you're exactly right. I mean, I think that's what the feeling was as we sat on the buses headed towards the plane last weekend in Los Angeles, was basically, hey, until the offensive line shows some major improvement and until Max Johnson and the offensive coordinator and the offensive game plan, you know, realizes there's a little bit of liability, at least early in the season, those guys got to get better, that you got to get rid of the football and you got to get it to the guys who can make plays. Until they adjust to that, I don't think there's any team out there that's not going to come in and go, hey, until they burn us, we're bringing the house. And, you know, to speak about McNeese, one of the things that stood out to me this week is they got a lot of guys who, you know, started their careers at a number of really good programs. I mean, they've got some junior transfers. They got some graduate students that have played other places. So, you know, they got some guys. I'll put it that way. And that's really no surprise when you think about Frank Wilson. I mean, there's a guy who
right.
is known for his recruiting. And, you know, if a guy is not happy somewhere or maybe finished his time and didn't feel like he could stay and improve and wanted to go somewhere else. I mean, Frank's a good guy that knows a lot of people. And, I mean, you've got Tulane transfers, you got Houston transfers. You know, there's a number of guys on there. So, but to the game plan, I think early on, I'd be shocked if McNeese State doesn't just at least just go full out trying to get to the quarterback and just disrupt things and see if LSU's made those improvements this week.
Now, Chris, looking at the Tigers, went 15-6 under Coach O in his first two seasons. We all know about the magical undefeated season. And went 25-3 under Coach O with the next two seasons with Joe Burrow. And obviously, that speaks for itself. But then since then, LSU being 5-6 after that significant, glorious championship, to say the least. Boy, but it seems like it was a long time ago, January 2020, but it wasn't that long ago. And the question being, and I hope this is not the case, will Joe Burrow to Coach O be what Cam Newton was to former Auburn coach Gene Chizik? You know, you may recall, you look at Auburn, what, 2 years after Newton led the Auburn Tigers to the national championship, all of a sudden, out of sight, out of mind. And I know Cam Newton was unbelievable, and he was the difference. You know, you talk about Tim Tebow and all that. I can tell you, when Auburn won the championship, it was because of Cam Newton. I truly believe that. So is there any comparison there, or what is your take on that?
Well, I mean, I think obviously people, that's the first thing they go to, and that's, you know, as you said, I mean, there's a lot of people who have looked to that and saying, is that a possibility? You know, I know O knows about it. I know he's heard about it. But I know that he's working in there. I mean, you know, Joe, when you have a season like 2019, you know, unless you're a couple of schools, and I mean less than you can count on one hand, you know, every year, if you have that type of success, number one, you're going to move players on to the next level. Number two, if you've got some great assistant coaches, they're going to get opportunities. So, you know, I give O a lot of credit for a couple of many things, but two things in particular. One, he went out and said, I'm going to go bring an offense that can score some points. He did that. He found Joe Brady. I don't think anybody was knocking on Joe Brady's door going into that 2019 season. And boom, and good for him. This year he said, hey, look, we got to go find that same type. That's the kind of offense I want. So you bring a guy in that at least understands the principles. Again, I go back to you hear this saying all the time, and I'm sure you guys have heard it from coaches before. It takes great coordinators, whether it be the college game or the pro game, are able to slow the game down. That's how they're able to plan 2, 3, 4, 5 plays in advance. And I think that takes some time on the job. I know, speaking for myself, that for guys who call games for a living, until you can slow the game down, things can get out of control really quickly, and next thing you know, you really are in a tough cycle you can't get out of. It's like a spin cycle you can't stop. And I think that was a little bit of the case this past week for both Jake Peets and Durante Jones. I know they're great coaches. They know their game. I know they know what they want to do. I just think they've got to get better and slowing the game down so that there is no panic, things don't speed up on them, and before you know it, you know, plays that you really shouldn't run at certain times, you're able to see a little more into the future and make those adjustments. So I know we live in a world where, you know, college football, as soon as you lose one game, okay, well, it's over. I mean, that's what they said about Clemson. They lost 10-3 to Georgia. It's over. They got no chance now to play in the playoffs. And, you know, maybe there's some truth to it, but there's 11 games left. And there's one thing that I've seen from Ed Ogeron in my time around him is that when his back's against the wall, that's usually when he performs at his best. And it is clear to me, listening to him after the game, listening to him this week, he understands the pressure. He understands what is expected here. And I would be shocked if they don't do, no matter who they're playing tomorrow, doesn't matter if they're playing the Beach or the 85 Bears, it's about what LSU has done this week and getting better in the fundamentals, being on the same page, not having to yell at each other pre-snap. If I see that tomorrow, I'm going to feel a lot better moving forward.
Now, you know, Chris, the one thing that I know, you want your opponent to earn their points. And this is whether it's high school, college, professional, explosive plays. And I'm looking at UCLA, where they 15 plays, they gained 10 or more yards, 7 of those going for 20 or more. Well, that's never a winning formula, because in theory you want a team to have sustained drives, whether it's, you know, double digits, 12 plays, because they probably – a lot of teams are going to make mistakes. Then you get a turnover. But if when you get gash, all of a sudden – you know what I was most disappointed, Chris? When we're winning 7-0 and then bam, before you know it, I went to the bathroom. I go, well, what happened? And now it's 7-7? You understand what I'm saying? Like giving up those big plays, that's what you have to avoid, those chunk plays defensively.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, that, to me, there's a number of plays in that game you could point to and say, oh, that was the turning point. But I got to tell you, I really started feeling pretty bad when it was, hey, first quarter, nobody scores. 5 punts to start the game. Everybody's kind of feeling each other out. Where are the weaknesses on the defense for both teams? LSU puts together a beautiful 8-play, 63-yard drive to get down there inside the 5 and still able to execute the passing game, get a touchdown. I thought, wow, okay. Now we're starting to see it. And then, boom, one play, UCLA, yeah. Chip Kelly goes, you know what? They got Eli Ricks on one side. They got the great Stingley on the other. Let's go play the middle of the field. And we got a tight end that's an all-Pac-12 performer. And boom.
An NFL player, yep.
Yeah, it's tied up. And the rest of the night, Chip Kelly had a field day in the middle of that football field underneath with receivers. His tight end had 3 catches for 117 yards. And to me, I said it going into last year, as great as Stingley and Ricks are, and they are fantastic, but that makes the middle of the field so much more important defensively for LSU, and that's something they've got to improve on. Otherwise, as we've heard many times, the SEC is a copycat league. Everybody's going to be playing in the middle of the field.
Right.
The voice of the LSU Tigers, Chris Blair. And, Chris, we had Coach O on earlier in the week, and one of the things that he pointed out was their keys were off. In other words, UCLA would run certain plays underneath they'd noticed on film, and then they changed the key. So they had a hard time with that, especially on those big plays at the tight end. But my question is how hard of an adjustment was it to make an adjustment based off of those keys and what you were seeing in the game?
I think Coach O, you know, I don't know what he said to you guys, but talking to him Monday and then again on his radio show Wednesday, you know, I don't think he wants to come out and start laying blame, specific blame on coaches or preparation. But it was clear to me that, yes, he was fully aware of the fact that, okay, this is what we thought they were going to do. They changed it slightly, and yet we could not in 3+ quarters, you know, make adjustments to correct that. But I just got the sense behind the scenes and over at Football Ops this week, there was probably some loud, very, I don't know, fiery discussions on we have to be able to do that because that's going to continue. I mean, even Mike Leach, he's going to change the window dressing and get to the same point. You can expect that. I mean, you know, Coach right. Mullen at Florida, he's beautiful when it comes to, hey, this is what you know we're going to do, but we're going to make it look a little different. And if we can just get one step on you, we're going to have a big play. So it's going to come every week. So I don't know that it's a sense of, oh, wow, we just didn't know how to do it. I think there was a little bit of, you know, again, one of those words, a strongly worded conversation on, guys, this has to be our priority, that we can't just go in with these are our keys and whoops, I don't see them, and we got nothing to fall back on. So
right.
Even though I don't think he got too in-depth publicly about it, I am fairly positive they talked about it this week.
And, Chris, maybe, I don't know, I'm too old school, you know, the RPOs and all that, but even the RPO game, I'm old school where all I know is when I'm watching, no matter what level, can you run the football and can you stop the run? I mean, to me, that's like old school football 101. And when I was even discouraged last year, I'm looking at LSU, the first time since 2012 the Tigers didn't have a 1,000-yard rusher. You know, I think LSU, we pride ourselves, you know, smash mouth. UCLA looked like the SEC team. Not, you know, we look like the Pac-12. But I'm saying to me, somehow, you got to challenge the guy. You know, I was talking to Steve Cord, the old Arkansas lineman. You got to challenge those guys. Man, like you're in a fist fight every play. That you got to take pride to be able to whoop the guy in front of you. And that, I mean, to me, first things first, it's exciting. The ball's thrown all over. But you're going to always be in trouble if you can't run the football, stop the run.
I really felt like, Bobby, last week watching that game, that it's like two, you know, back in the day, the two great prize fighters. Both are very talented. Both are super athletic. They're all both super strong. And suddenly in an early round, one of them lands an absolute devastating blow, and it wobbles them.
Right.
And then from that point on, they're never, like, number one, their confidence gets shook a little bit. Number two, they're kind of backpedaling and reeling. And that's what it looked like on Saturday. You know, that first quarter, again, you didn't see any real problems. Yeah, there were
right.
a couple missed throws, some missed opportunities, but they were battling down there. And then suddenly after they fell behind, it looked like everything was coming very laborious, and everything was, oh, wow, what are we doing now? And that, you know, I'm not saying they're not going to get more of those type of fights. Certainly they will
right.
coming up over the next 11 games. But to me, that was the biggest concern, is that the fight was taken to them, and they blinked. And once they blinked, they never got their swagger back for the rest of that ball game.
I agree.
The voice of the LSU Tigers, Chris Blair. Have a good call tomorrow, man. Thanks for the time.
No problem. Hey, I still want to know, Ed didn't answer the question. How did Bobby's son become a lineman and Ed's son become a quarterback?
Well, you know, that think how crazy that is. And Chris, the only thing I could say, I was like a skinny A-Bear. Most A-Bear men look like Coach O. You know, you go to the Catholic Church on South Lafourche, and well, I could see my cousins. You know, because most Cajun men aren't that big, but the A-Bears are big. They look like bears. So on Bayou Lafourche. But, yeah, here's Cody. And you know what's amazing, Chris, also about Cody? I know you are probably aware of this. He was like a state champion tennis player. I'm talking about went to Mandeville High School, you know, played football, and he was so talented that he could throw. But here he was, like a late bloomer playing quarterback position, but unbelievable tennis player. And, that is unusual, because you would think T-Bob would be Coach O's son and Cody would be my son. But there was no hanky-panky going on, I can tell you. It's all legit.
Chris,
I wasn't implying that.
Chris, are you a Star Wars fan?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, as much as you can be. I'm not much of the newer stuff, but yeah.
No, I'm talking about when Darth Vader tells Luke, "I'm your father." I mean, that's kind of the vibe I get going into this game.
Yeah,
like, absolutely.
Coach O, I'm your father.
Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Tigers, again, thank you very much.
You got it, guys. Have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.